A couple of months ago, there was some just devastating news. The big Dallas nonprofit City Square said they would have to dissolve all their operations. And they've done a lot of good and feed an awful lot of people. And then, just very recently, the last 10 days or so, out of the blue came the Stew Pot. The Stew Pot, of course, is the ministry of the Presbyterian Church. They feed a lot of people, and they're going to feed a lot more. If this deal goes through, Brenda Snitzer is executive director of the Stew Pot and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
So you've been there 6 years, I guess, now, and the Stew Pot operations have really grown. You're feeding, what, over 250,000 people a year, that sort of thing. But you take out another 50,000 square feet from this city square location. What can you do with that?
Well, we can... You know, thankfully, we can continue to do the work that they're doing in a lot of ways. We're grateful to everything they've done to preserve as much as they can going forward. But it will allow us to continue the great work we've been doing. You know, we've grown in so many ways with housing and our meal service and food recovery, as you know, and we do our ID services, so we can just serve more people and in a better built facility, one that gives us more space, and we can continue to do the great work that City Square has done for so long.
Yeah, I know you've tripled your budget over the last, you know, since you've been there over the last 6 years, so I know the fundraising has gone well, but also the demand is there. Now, a lot of us know you as the outfit that feeds people who show up at the bridge, and you feed them breakfast and lunch and dinner. But it's more than that. And you do a lot of phone assistance and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we take about 25,000 calls a year that we help triage and help folks get to the resources they need, or help with diversion for, you know, keeping people in their homes or trying to figure out other things. But we also started about 3.5 years ago a housing program along with Housing Forward through the continuum of care. And so we do permanent supportive housing and rapid rehousing, and we also have street outreach and ID services. We also have a children, youth, and family program that is for families that are housed, but in 180% of poverty. So we've had that program going longer than the Stew Pot. We started in 1975. So we're about to hit our 50th anniversary this next year.
You know, the thing is, what this does, and to some degree, this was the idea behind the bridge too, is to have sort of a one-stop location, because there are a lot of organizations, a lot of not-for-profits, a lot of people who want to do good, but they're scattered. And if you want medical care, you go to one place. If you want food, another. If you want a pantry, then you get another. The idea is to bring this all under one roof, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, the bridge is great at partnering and having lots of services on its campus. It's a 24-hour shelter, so that is really needed. And we're more of a day center, and so is City Square. And our missions aligned really well, which is one reason City Square, in their incredible leadership under Anam, the CEO there, selected us. And so we will be able to continue the partnership model that we've been doing for almost 50 years and what City Square has been doing since their location there. So the partnership model is the way to go, because then people that may have lots of needs or lots of things that they need to get resource-wise can go to one location.
I know City Square was serving probably 12,000 people out of their food pantry. And physically, I mean, they're located in a different area than you are. I mean, the bridge where you serve your meals is sort of in the shadows of the First Presbyterian Church, where all this started in downtown Dallas. But now you're stepping out into South Dallas. Will this be different? Will you still operate from two locations?
We will still serve meals at the bridge and continue that operation of over 1,000 meals a day. And that is actual meals for folks that are living at the bridge or coming in that are near that area. Mm. At City Square, they operate the food pantry, and we will move our food recovery. And we've been doing food distribution, but they serve so many more people in the food pantry. So we will continue that operation, and with our food recovery program, be able to do that even more. And so we're excited about serving South Dallas and its neighbors, and continuing to do the great work, the legacy work that City Square has done. We look forward to continuing that with new neighbors and still serving a lot of the folks that we have.
You, as I was saying, you've really grown this operation just since you've been there. It's grown tremendously. But, I mean, is there any sense that you can put yourself out of business? I mean, is this just always going, it's always going to be necessary, isn't it?
Well, the hope is always that we will go out of business, you know, for because we have solved the problem of homelessness or poverty. The good news is with the continuum of care under the leadership of Housing Forward and with partners like City Square and like The Bridge and Austin Street and a lot of other wonderful partners, homelessness has decreased. Since 1991, the transformation of our system, we have gone down 19% in unsheltered homelessness and 24% overall homelessness. So we are working on putting some of us out of business of the homelessness.
Of course, the state. Other dynamic is we keep growing. I mean, that's in the headlines every day. I mean, there's no faster growth anywhere in the country than there is in North Texas. And I would guess that, you know, homelessness goes along with that.
Yes. And, you know, the great news is that we have a wonderful, generous community. And so with the community support and help, we all are working to get people housed and to get food for folks, whether they're on the streets, in shelter, or newly housed, or in poverty. And so the more that we as a community, Dallas has a can-do spirit, is the more that we work together, the business community, the citizens, and all of us in the nonprofit community, we can continue to make a difference for so many people.
Well, I mean, it sounds like everybody wants this deal to go through. I know City Square was sort of shopping, you know, just the physical plant. It could have been turned into, you know, a high-rise, you know, development of something or other, but they wanted it to be for something like this. So are there hurdles? This is not a done deal yet.
Right. Correct. They, you know, it is during the due diligence. They did a proposal process to look at a number of different organizations and who had the strength and the best alignment with their current mission, and selected us. And so now we're in the due diligence phase, just like any, when you're purchasing a property, you know, going through all the things we need to do, as well as, you know, making sure we have the funds. And so, you know, the community is supporting us, just like they've supported City Square through this. And we will continue to need community support, the foundation community, the funding community to support us as we not only make this purchase, but also as we continue into 2025 and 2026, yeah, because it is going to increase our budget.
A lot.
So we need that help.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So when do you think you can close it this year?
That is the plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's great news. Well, look, and also then we'll look for your new name because, you know, the Stew Pot, the Second Chance Cafe, you've pretty well outgrown that. You're going to be doing a lot more. Brenda Snitzer is the executive director of the Stew Pot with the acquisition of the City Square facilities. Good to have you with us. And we wish you a lot of luck on this.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.